So in today's session, I'm going to be connecting to Goddess Isis. I'm going to be channeling her through and guiding you through a heart healing. This heart healing is designed to shift through and work through any lower attachments that you have in your heart, any wounds, any old cords as well that are just kind of creating this density in your heart space. We're going to work to clear them, shift them, remove them, and then open up and activate your heart chakra so that you can experience more love, more joy, and more abundance in your heart. Our heart is one of our most powerful tools for activating your heart, your psychic abilities, shifting your vibration, and of course for manifestation. Your heart chakra is what we work with whenever we want to manifest something quickly into our reality, right? It's all done through our heart. So our heart is this beautiful portal, and it is an incredibly healing portal, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. So today we are going to be diving into working with this heart space for you, healing whatever needs to be healed. And just so you know, this is energy work, right? So I'm going to be working energetically on you today. I'm going to be working in your heart chakra, clearing, shifting, working through things. So please make sure that you are not driving, that you're somewhere where you can, you know, close your eyes, go into yourself, and just be fully present, because I'm also going to be taking you through processes. So you're going to see, hear, and receive things. And I just want to make sure that your whole focus is just on you receiving and being fully present today. Get somewhere nice and comfortable where you can close your eyes, sitting down, lying down, either way is fine. Just really make sure that you get into a comfortable state for yourself. And when you're ready, closing your eyes, doing a couple of deep breaths, connecting into your body. Go. Really just dropping into yourself. Just knowing that if you're partaking in this healing today, your body's been preparing you to receive this healing. Your body knew that you were going to take part in this healing and would have been preparing you. So I just want you to check in and reflect. Have you felt a little bit more tired than usual today or yesterday? Have you had emotions coming up? It might have been your body preparing to hold the energy that we are going to be working with today. And as you take the time now to check into your body, letting yourself drop in even deeper, as we're going to call now across time and space, calling in your beautiful spiritual team, your guides, your angels, your higher self, your ancestors who love you unconditionally only, who are serving the light only and have the highest intentions for all involved today. And just feeling as your beautiful spiritual team comes through to support you today, knowing that you are going to be supported by your beautiful team today as part of your receiving. Good. And we are also going to call in now, beautiful goddess Isis, Iset, the divine mother, come into this space and be here with us now. For those of you who have worked with Isis in lifetimes before, because she finds her daughters in each lifetime, you might recognize her energy. It might feel familiar to you. Noticing how your body reacts, your energy reacts, as Goddess Isis enters the space. So just feeling Goddess Isis coming in. And just seeing as Goddess Isis places a golden ball of light around your energy field, protecting you, shielding you, and keeping your energy safe for today's process. And just breathing into that, feeling how supported you feel, feeling how held you feel. Allowing yourself to really soften into it. entering into a state of receiving through this softening. How does it feel to just fully lean back now, letting go of the need to do anything, letting go of any thoughts that are reminding you or trying to tell you to do certain things, remember certain things, just dropping in now, dropping in deep. Good. With each breath, just allowing yourself to soften even more. I'd like you to notice now in your space with Goddess Isis, you notice that there is a beautiful golden closed door appearing in front of you. It's in your space, here with you. And it's a beautiful floating golden door. As Goddess Isis shares with you that she would like to support you today in healing your heart chakra, healing wounds that you are carrying, and open your heart to a higher divine nature, the higher divine nature that you're meant to embody here in this life. And if you'd like to receive this healing with us today, I'd like you to see yourself, visualizing yourself now, getting up, walking towards that golden door, pushing it forward, opening it up. And as you see into it, as you open this door, it looks like almost a cave or a chamber, and it's shaped in, it's in a circular shape, and there's hieroglyphs all over the walls, all over the ceiling, all over the floor, running up and down, and the hieroglyphs feel alive, like there's energy moving through them. And it's quite a large circular shaped space, room, chamber. And I'd like you, when you're ready, to go ahead, walk into this chamber now, seeing that door disappear behind you and feeling yourself enter into this beautiful healing chamber surrounded by all of these hieroglyphs. As you connect into this space, noticing how your body feels. Notice how that energy in this space feels. And I want you to notice that at the center of this space, of this chamber, is a beautiful crystalline bed made from obsidian, black obsidian crystal, a crystal bed for you to lie on. And I'd like you to go ahead and lie down on this black obsidian crystalline bed in this space. And as you do, feeling your body relax even more. Good. And noticing how safe and held your energy feels in this space. The energy in this space is so clear and clean and strong. And you understand intuitively, innately, that this is a healing space. This is a space for healing to occur. Good. And as you're lying in this bed now, I'd like you to notice that Goddess Isis is standing on one side of this bed, and she calls in some of her priestess healers to help with this session today. And so you begin to notice, as there's more women who surround this crystalline bed you are on, other Isis priestesses who work with Isis, who are here to assist in this work today. And Isis shares with you that she is going to begin by placing her hands over your heart to begin to do a gentle de-armoring of the heart. So any armors that have been placed on your heart that are stopping you from not only experiencing the deep, beautiful love that you are, but receiving it in your life, experiencing it, being it, having it. So just feeling now as she places her hands over your heart, and if I have your permission to work on your heart in this session today, I'd just like you to hold in your head the word yes. Good. And I'm going to take a moment to connect into your heart chakra as well. And we're just going to begin by removing this armor, this heart armor, maybe from betrayal. Yeah, there's a lot of energy around betrayal and grief here, so we're gently going to start to remove this. This is a very gentle process. We don't want to push or force. It's a gentle letting go. So as we're doing this, you might feel that there's emotion that comes up. That's all right. Just allow yourself to release it, to feel that emotion, for it to move through you now. You might feel energy moving around your heart chakra as I connect in and begin to work now. Good. Softening, softening, softening. And I'd like you to notice, as Goddess Isis places a rose into your heart, and as she does, it's like your heart gently begins to open up, like a flower itself. And just feeling this expansion in your heart happening. And this expansion, it brings with it not only the beautiful energy within your heart, but also everything that we need to work on and heal today in your beautiful heart chakra. So we're going to begin by clearing any lower draining etheric cords that are currently attached to your heart chakra to someone else, that are detrimental and draining your energy. So I'm going to work silently for a minute or so just to clear these etheric hooks, cords, energies in your heart chakra. Good. Releasing, letting go. Good. and you might have seen a person pop up whose cord that was connected to. That's normal too. We're just going to release those now fully. I'm going to call back all of your energy to you now as well. Go. Now, I'm going to begin working around some wounding in your heart chakra. Big one that I'm seeing as I tune in first is betrayal. So this is energy around being betrayed. Now, it might be a romantic partnership, it might be by a parent, it might be by a friend. There's an energy and a wound around betrayal sitting in the heart. So we're going to work on this wound first. And as we work on this wound and we locate it in your heart chakra and begin to clear it, emotions might come up. Your body might start to shake as part of the release. You might receive visions and see the events that happened when this wound was created. Just being fully present with this now and seeing and noticing the Isis priestesses and goddess Isis working on your energy field as we do this now. Go. Release. It's not yours to hold on to anymore. You've carried this for too long. It's time to release this now. It's not serving you anymore. You're not protecting yourself by holding it. It's time to release it. And there may be a person or people that comes to mind as we're clearing this wound around betrayal. And if you feel it's right for you, I'd like you to offer them forgiveness. You can even just say, I forgive you. I forgive you. Knowing that through forgiving, you are not saying what they did is okay, but that you are no longer going to carry it, that you're releasing it, and you're allowing yourself to integrate the soul lesson so that your soul can continue its growth and not have these type of experiences anymore. As we ask that any karmic lessons open between you and any of the people who have created this betrayal be now closed fully across all lifetimes and across all parallel lifetimes. Good, and just tuning into your heart and feeling, noticing already how much lighter it feels. Good. And what we're going to tune into next is in your heart chakra, I see that there's a lot of energy of grief. Now, this actually feels like the emotion grief, and oftentimes we can suppress grief and not allow it to process. And sometimes it's because the grief is so overwhelming, we don't know what to do with it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to begin to energetically clear some of this grief that I'm seeing here held in your heart chakra. If it comes up for you and you start to feel that and the emotion moves through you, know that it's okay. We're not triggering it to open this endless floodgate of grief again. What we're doing is we're moving its energetic root up and out of your heart. So when you express it, you're also releasing it. So we're emptying that cup now fully. So I'm going to connect to your heart chakra. We're going to start to connect in and just release the emotion of grief that's sitting in the heart now. Breathing through it. Releasing, releasing. Good. Good. And as you breathe in now, I want you to notice how much more space you feel in your heart. Notice how much more space there is in your heart now. It's like there's so much space for your energy to expand into. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit more clearing. I'm just seeing energy. When I tune into your heart chakras, seeing this energy around the two lower chambers of the heart chakra that need to be cleared. So I'm going to tune in and I'm just going to keep gently clearing that and supporting that healing that's occurring. And all you need to do is just receive right now. Good. Releasing, releasing. And just bringing your attention back into this chamber that you're in. Seeing Goddess Isis there with the Isis priestesses. And I want you to notice how they're working energetically above your heart chakra, clearing, moving, releasing that which you have been carrying that is no longer serving you. And feeling through this work as you connect deeper into your heart, like you're accessing more of your heart. And I want you to feel the energy of your heart. Your heart has its own energy field. It has its own essence. I want you to tune in and I want you to feel that essence and that energy of your heart. With each breath, you're becoming more and more connected to that heart space. And your heart holds your potential, your ability to create impact, to give and to receive. Feeling that connection through your heart. Take a moment to thank your heart here. Thank you, heart. Okay. And we're going to begin now to work gently on activating your heart, activating higher aspects of it, higher dimensional aspects of your heart, to support you really moving into and holding a higher vibration within yourself, knowing that it's when you embody this high vibration, the manifestations come easier, receiving gets easier, having a bigger impact gets easier. So as we tune into your heart now, I want you to notice that Goddess Isis places an Ankh over your heart. And as I connect in now to your heart chakra, we're going to begin to gently activate it. Activate the layers in it, open up its energy, and you might feel in your chest, in your energy, a sensation of opening, a sensation of expansion, just being full witness to that. And as we're doing this, Goddess Isis is saying that your heart is a best friend for you to have here. It is a part of you that acts as a not only a compass of which way and which direction to go, but shows you which way is not right for you and who is not right for you. And when you are in full alignment and full expression of this heart, there's joy, there's expansion, there's connection. But so often the heart is suppressed. And what you feel, you doubt, and you question, and you analyze, and criticize, rather than honoring and giving space. Your heart is the most profound tool that you have at your disposal in this life to create the life that you desire. And as we're activating your heart chakra now, you might even like to say to your heart, "Heart, I'm ready to activate you fully." Heart, I'm ready to work with you fully. Expanding, expanding, and we're going to begin to pour a beautiful high vibrational Isis Ka transmission into your heart chakra, which is part of the Isis Ka modality, to support the activation of your heart now. And all you need to do is just receive. Allowing yourself to fill up with this energy. Letting your heart receive more and more. As we open up the higher levels of your heart, and you might notice now in your chest, there's a swirling, powerful energy radiating, moving through you. And seeing your heart's energy field expand out around you too. Feel how big it is, how powerful it is. and letting this energy pour into you and out into your heart space. Good. And I'd like you to see now as Goddess Isis sends you directly into your heart from hers unconditional love, pure unconditional love frequency from her heart to yours, and seeing it as an energy that pours from her into your heart. And as it penetrates your heart, it activates it, it opens it more and more. Feeling that occurring now, seeing that happen. Just allowing yourself to receive this love. It can feel like the love that you needed as a little child that you never received from the mother. Or maybe you've been neglecting yourself and you haven't been mothering to yourself. So just allowing yourself to receive this unconditional love. There's no conditions, there's no judgments, just unconditional love from the Divine Mother to you. And as this energy flows into you, I want you to see it moving all through your heart chakra, moving out the front of your chest, back of your chest, so it's circling around in through your heart, out around you into a beautiful energy field. As we set the intention for you to hold this frequency in your energy body the next 24 hours so that anyone that you come into contact with receive this profound healing energy, and that everything that you are attracting and co-creating today is resonant with this frequency of unconditional love, that all people, situations, opportunities that flow into your life resonate on this level. Good. And just feeling as Goddess Isis blesses you. She blesses you. She blesses your heart. And feeling as the other Isis priestesses bless you as well, as they thank you for coming through today. And you see them leave this space as you sit up now on that obsidian crystal bed. You can see that it's been drawing and pulling out any old diseased energy that was ready to be removed from your body. You can lovingly thank it too. And seeing now that golden door appearing in this space that leads back to the space that you came from. Leaving this healing chamber now, walking through that golden door back into your space, back into your body. The golden door disappearing now and feeling yourself coming back into your body. How does your body feel? Is there any energy moving through you? How does your heart feel? Maybe even feel your physical heart. Place a hand over your heart and see how does your heart feel. Good. Knowing that this connection to your heart is a prerequisite to having and living an incredibly joyful and abundant life begins through the heart. Sending gratitude to yourself for doing this process today, for healing deeper parts of yourself and opening yourself up to deeper love in your life. When you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space. I'd love for you to share what came up for you, how that experience was for you, sharing whatever came up, whatever you experienced. Know that this was energy work. We were doing a lot of healing, a lot of energy work. So with that being said, you might still have emotions. You know, if there was a lot of grief coming up for you, you might experience that over the next couple of days. That's normal. It happens. Just giving space for it to move through you. Giving space for all these emotions to come through. And remembering that your heart is your best friend. It's a beautiful tool for you to work with and use in this life. Thank you everyone for joining, for being a part of this today. It's been lovely getting to connect with you and work with you. For those of you who are feeling the call of Goddess Isis, because I know that many of you today working with Goddess Isis, it's not your first time working with her, right? You've worked with her before. So we are doing our annual enrollment for Isis Car. So if you are interested and you want to know what the priestess path looks like, what that path actually can look like for you, or you just intuitively feel the calling, you intuitively feel the resonance, there's a link in my bio. You can go check it out. We've also got an event happening in the Gold Coast, not this weekend, next weekend, so you can experience this work live. Or if you know you want to become a practitioner, a priestess, Isis priestess, practitioner, provide and run car activations, car activation programs, you can also join us in that. So that they're both in the link in my bio. You can also shoot me a message if you have any questions about anything. How's everyone feeling from today? Beautiful. Beautiful. Good to hear. All right, beautiful souls. I'm going to hop off now. It was lovely to connect with you and see you all. Sending lots of love.